Hello, potties.
Oh, it's nearly the weekend. Hope you've had a good week so far. If you've been back to work, hope it hasn't been too awful.
Bloody Thursday's come around quick.
Hasn't it?
So Sunday night, we're embarking on a hot chip diet. Nothing but hot chips. Today, we set the rules for the hot chip diet. And PJ, well, she threw out a wild card. I think it's safe to say you threw out a crazy rule that you didn't think everyone would go for.
The reason I said this was because I was telling my flatmates about it last night. And they said, oh, it'd be hard if you didn't do this thing. So I thought, you know what, last minute, I'm going to throw that curveball to the show.
So a wild rule has been added for the hot chip diet. You're going to hear that coming up in the podcast.
Jace's dad, Aussie Paul, made a return to the show for 2017 as well.
We've really got to set up a GoFundMe page. I'm sick of hearing about the money.
Every time. Oh, I thought he was taking the mickey at the beginning, but he actually genuinely wants to be paid.
Yeah.
Much like his son.
Well, sad thing is if the radio station had to pick which one to pay, I'm pretty sure they'd go with Dad. They'd go with Dad. I know they would. all right, it's all coming up in the podcast. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm just so excited about dinner. I'm really, really excited. I'm cooking tonight. I'm taking on one of your recipes, and I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow.
Jeez, we sound like we have the shittest life.
I love food. I really love it. I think I'm going to start a food blog.
Mate, you've said every day something will happen to you and you'll be like, God, I found this juice. It's the best juice. I think I'm going to start a healthy eating blog.
Yeah.
Like, when are you starting the blogs?
When I feel it's right.
What's it going to be called?
PJ's Food.
You're about to say PJ's Blog and then you realise no one's going to log on that website. Everyone's going to be like, no, nope, don't.
PJ's Bits.
Enjoy the podcast, everyone.
Have a good one. Jason PJ. ZM's Jason PJ.
Podcast. ZM. Hey, Dad.
Yeah, mate, what do you want?
You got a sec?
Oh, I have missed this guy every week. On the phone, we're joined by Jason's dad, also known as Aussie Paul, who, he joins us on the phone to answer life's toughest questions.
Dialing up Harvey Bay.
Hello.
Hello, Dad.
Oh, how you going, mate?
He's back for 2017.
Hey, Paul.
The reception's just as dodgy.
It's all because someone's not paying their bill.
Oh, no.
Is this you having a go about us not paying you again?
No. I'm having a go at Telstra.
Oh, okay. Oh. Right. Well, can you not have a go at giant corporations on our radio show?
It's just good to hear your voice again, Paul. You been well?
I'm being well, PJ. How are you?
Did you miss her?
She ran away.
No.
Well, we've been on holiday.
So we all haven't spoken in a while.
No, I realise that. I was just being really rude.
Oh, right. Good to see the old dry wit still there.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it.
You wouldn't believe it. We've got more questions.
Hey.
Before you get into the quiz, did you go to the races with him, PJ, when he was doing the handshake?
Yes. Yeah, I did. Why?
Oh, that was last year in Christchurch.
With a $1,000 handshake, yeah.
Yeah. But did some bloke come up and ask where I was?
Oh, my God. Look, I think there are a couple of guys that came up and asked where you were, Paul.
Did he just nod at you then, did he?
No, Dad doesn't believe. I said to Dad when we were at home, I'm like, people ask about you.
They do. No, they really, they do, Paul. You're actually quite a big deal over here.
I don't know why, but anyway, carry on.
First question this week is from Simon. He goes, hey, Paul, happy new year. This year.
Good on you.
My partner and I are doing an overseas trip and my missus really wants us to go to Glastonbury. I'm not so sold on it. Do you reckon it's worth it?
Where's that?
Glastonbury. It's a Glastonbury festival over in the UK.
Oh, okay. And he doesn't want to go?
He's just not absolutely sold on it. He's not so into festivals as his good partner.
Well, he's got to go. That's all there is to it.
Is that your lesson for life?
Dad, I don't know about this. Like, Glastonbury's like quite a muddy festival. It's dirty. Everyone's stomping around in the mud.
Oh, I think I might have seen that on TV once.
Yeah, the big famous photo of Kate Moss at Glastonbury. Have you seen that?
Oh, I don't think so.
Right. Do you know who Kate Moss is?
Yeah. Model.
There you go.
He said that really smugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, if it's that bad, don't go.
Dad, have you got photos of Kate Moss hung up in the caravan?
No, not really.
Have you cut out Kate Moss's head and put him over Mum's face in the wedding photos?
No.
All right, let's move on. This is to our second question this week from Jenny. She says, hi, Paul. Currently, I'm getting a group together for the nines coming up, and I was wondering what costumes we should wear this year.
Oh, the NRL nines.
Yeah, it's like a big dress-up sort of party.
you'd have to dress up like a footballer, wouldn't you? Shorts and jumper and boots.
No, like you can go as anyone, like superheroes, caveman.
Oh, guys, like, Wonder Woman, that's
but,
a go.
No, but doesn't have to be super. He really just runs with whatever the example is, doesn't he?
Why do you think Wonder Woman, Paul?
Because I just saw her on the TV last night.
What are you watching?
I think you're a bit old to be watching Wonder Woman cartoons, Dad.
No, that was an ad for something, and it just said something about her. I don't know what it was.
Dad, do you ever imagine Kate Moss in a Wonder Woman outfit?
No, I don't do that.
All right, Dad, we'll leave you to it. Look, welcome back to the show for 2017.
Thank you very much.
And,
good to be back.
Hey, I've got an idea. I'm going to chat with you next week on the air about it, but I think I've got an idea to get you paid this year.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Just between us, if we do get your money, do you want me to tell Mum that we're still not paying you and you can have like a little secret account?
No, I don't do that. We have money's all together.
Very different to your son then.
Shut up, PJ. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Paul.
All right. See you later.
Bye. All right. Enough of that on the air.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Have you ever accidentally dropped a secret out to someone because you thought they already knew?
Oh, that's the worst.
The worst.
The worst. How's that? Claire's pregnant. Claire's what? Nothing?
Oh, just Claire's...
Regnant. What?
Come up with the worst word that rhymes.
It's the worst. And especially when you have said the secret and you can tell by the reaction straight away.
And you just want to do, you know, the image of Homer where he disappears into the bush? You just want to do that. But I bring this up because there was a story on Reddit, this 19-year-old guy talking about an experience where he went over to his granny's house. He was like, oh, go see Gran, have a cup of tea. Start talking, one thing leads to another. And then she drops a bombshell that his father... is not actually his father. And she's like, she literally uses the defence line, I thought you knew. And he didn't.
Who's his dad?
Someone else.
So it was a massive family secret.
Massive family secret. She assumed that he knew. Then there were all these other intricate details. It was quite hard to follow.
Who dropped you off? Who dropped you off? Dad? Oh, you mean Graham because he's not your father? I thought you knew.
I don't know, but that is just... You can't come back from that. You can't say kidding. Like
I've done it once on a mass scale.
Oh, what have you done?
On a mass scale.
What did you do?
I was emceeing a wedding. And And I'd previously gone out with the bride just on one date years beforehand.
Yeah.
And she's got two sisters. And I got up and I was emceeing the wedding and I was trying to be funny. And I'm like, okay, now please welcome the bridesmaids or what I refer to as my second attempt at the family. However, obviously, one's pregnant and the other one being a lesbian. And then everyone started clapping and they came up for the speech. And as I walked down the stairs, one of the family went, is Claire a lesbian?
Oh, no. So the family didn't know?
Yeah, some of the family.
Nice one, mate.
It's a mixed feeling in the room.
How did that go down later on?
Oh, they stopped me at the bar after that. The bar tab was shut off.
Jason!
She was cool about it.
So was in that situation, you assumed that the crowd knew?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I thought everyone knew. She's like, well, you know, most of the family, obviously the older end, it was something we were holding back. But she was great. She was like, what's out now?
Mortified.
And so are you if you could leave the wedding.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Get this one on the text. My best friend had an awful boyfriend. He had cheated on her and she didn't know.
Oh.
One of our friends said to her, are you going to dump him? And then after confusion and the story, she didn't know. And our friend thought she did. An absolutely blue cover.
Yeah, that's awkward. You don't want to get involved in breakups, mate. Don't want to get involved in breakups. Amanda has called through. 0800 dial ZM if you want to join the show. Hello, Amanda.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. What did you drop out because you thought the person already knew?
So I'd moved into a flat and became quite good friends with one of the girls who was in a relationship. And one day she told me that she was an escort and that's what she did for a living.
Right.
And her boyfriend knew, but no one else knew.
Cool.
And anyway, one night while chatting to him, because we lived all in the same house, I accidentally called her by her stage name. And his face just dropped. He had no idea that I knew, and here I'd gone and just blown it out of the water. It was awful.
But it could have been worse.
It could have been worse. Like, he could not have known.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Luckily, he knew, but still, he didn't want anyone to know, and, yeah, I just put my foot right in it.
But would it have been obvious? Like, did you just say, like, was it quite an obvious name?
Well, you don't back
yeah, it. Yeah, yeah, oh, because her name was completely different to her stage name. And
yeah, right.
Because she'd been talking about it a lot. I was just, I don't know what I was thinking, but I just
you try and
just blurted out, oh, when's blah, blah, blah home, but yeah. using his stage name. And he just looked at me like I just spilled the biggest secret in the world.
And then you're trying to back out of it, going, no, I was saying, do you want some candy? I'm going to the kitchen.
The candy
I'm getting
market.
Candy in the kitchen.
Want some candy.
If that's the stage. I don't know the stage name. I'm just guessing it.
Just assuming.
Another one, accidentally told my nana my cousin had been T-boned in a car accident. I swear she almost had a heart attack in front of me. Whoops. So they're obviously okay from the accident. But obviously it was one of those things, hey, don't tell Gran. You know how like you keep big things. Mate, everyone's okay.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it's just quite heavy.
Well, it's not. Everyone's all right. You know, Gran's okay.
Yeah, I know, but...
Are you saying this story's heavy or are you still back on candy?
You're a bit
everywhere, aren't you?
ZM's Jason PJ.
We're embarking on...
Do you want fries or fat?
Jason PJ's Hot Chip Diet.
Oh, new music.
All right, so, yeah, the other was a bit, you know, downer. Sounded like we're going to die on it. So, look, we spoke to Spudman the other day, this dude living in Australia.
Spud Fit is his business, isn't it?
Yep, there's a cheeky plug. He has lived off nothing but potatoes for the last year. Lost 50 kilos, helped his depression, totally transformed his life.
Crucial element of that whole thing, though, is that the potatoes were not cooked in oil. He was having, you know, baked potatoes and, you know, having them in their healthiest form possible.
Probably chocking them with sour cream.
No, he literally had...
Yum. Oh, little bacon bits.
Yeah.
Oh, get off me. Sorry,
no
I
one's
went
on
there.
You, mate.
Wish the potato with the sour cream and bacon bits were. We're getting our favourite bit of the potato, the hot chip, and we're going to live off that. Now, all afternoon we've been saying, hey,
It's cute that you think you're doing a favour for me. Because I've got a wedding next week, at a friend's wedding, and you're like, mate, I'm going to help you out. You're not helping me out. Man, you're doing the furthest thing possible from helping
me out. I honestly think I'm going to lose weight and shred.
It's not
and
about losing weight. It's about the state of your insides, and this is going to absolutely ruin them.
Well, with that attitude. So we're embarking on the hot chip diet. We've said, look, send through rule suggestions. Producer Alex has been going through the text. We're about to...
Is this it? Are we solidifying this?
I think before he reads them out...
So no arguing, no discuss. Like, this is it.
I think we need to agree that we're going to adhere to the rules.
Okay.
Like,
so what if I don't agree with one of the rules?
We can question it and talk about it.
Yeah, we can have healthy debate.
Okay.
But I think once he's read out the rule...
Yeah.
She's locked in.
All right, bring it on.
Okay.
Let's go. Rule number one.
Rule number one, hot chips must replace each meal between 7 p.m. the 15th of Jan and 5 p.m. the 19th of Jan.
Obvious rule.
Okay. Sunday night to Thursday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because wedding's Friday.
Saturday.
Yeah, but Friday night you go.
You could look at this more of a contract as well, I guess.
Good call. And I do your contract, so I'm going to lock you in.
Okay. Next rule.
Rule number two, you must not double chip. This means you can't consume a certain brand more than once for the entire diet.
So new chip, new meal.
So question, if I get KFC chips on Sunday night, can I never get KFC chips for the duration of the challenge ever again?
Correct.
That's good. I like that variety. What if we're doing a home-based chip?
There's an exception when it comes to, say, if you got McCain's crinkle cut.
Yep.
You're all right to go and get a McCain's curly cut.
Yeah, right.
But once you've had that, you can't go back to the
McCain's. Are we allowed to create our own chips? So say we've got like an air fryer or a deep fryer at home. Can I chop up the potatoes?
Like a home chip?
Yeah, you can make a home chip.
You could do that once.
But that's your one.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's good though.
Unless you make a one crinkle cut, a one steak.
No, it's a home chip. If it's a home chip, it's a home chip. Otherwise, you'll have Spud Girl here just living off Spuds all week.
No, it's still a chip though.
I think if you've made a chip out of a potato at home,
that's
done.
That's my one meal that.
The chip must be made of potato.
Okay.
So no kumara.
No kumara fries.
That would make this a little bit healthier.
No polenta. No.
Polenta. The evil cousin to the hot chip.
All right, next one.
You can't have the same condiment in succession. So if you're having tomato condiment once, you can't have it after that.
Curveball.
I reckon we shouldn't have condiments.
Whoa.
Curveball.
Think about what you're suggesting.
I think that would make this actually a lot more difficult.
Oh, Paige, think about what you're suggesting.
No condiments.
Yeah. You're just saying
well, mate, it's going to be hard as it is. We might as well make it, you know.
Are you high right now?
No.
Has she done something when I'm out of the studio?
No.
You know, like no sauces. Like,
don't you think it sounds quite easy if we've got sauces?
Okay, screw it. No condiments.
Oh. Oh, no, no, no,
No, it's locked in. It's locked in.
Why did you suggest it? I hate
no
when
condiments,
you do that.
That's a rule.
Oh, why do you do that? You go, hey, here's a great idea. And then I go, yep. And you go, oh.
I just think, I mean, you're already having your body enough with sauces. That's just sugar. So
well, that takes away 5 and 6. Do you want to hear the condiments I was going to allow?
Yeah. What were the condiments you were going to allow?
Ketchup or tomato sauce, mayonnaise, barbecue sauce, aioli, guacamole, HP sauce, peri-peri sauce, vinegar, any type of salt, peri-peri. Gravy or cheese.
We can't do the poutine.
Poutine?
Poutine.
No such thing as poutine, right?
There is, you just wouldn't eat them.
Okay, wait, should I retract the condiment, Rob?
No, I've said it. It's a rule.
No, it was a healthy debate. I didn't think anything we said was solidified.
Remember, Jay said once Alex has said it's a rule.
Mate. I do not want to hear from you on Tuesday. I miss aioli. You know what I'm missing in my life? Some aioli.
Oh, no, this is difficult.
Question. Okay. Two questions.
Okay.
Are hash bites allowed? You know, the tiny little chips they do now and then? Is that a chip?
No, that's a hash bite. No.
Okay. One more question.
there's beer batter fries. They're quite similar.
One more question. Can I get seasoning? Like KFC, can I get extra chip salt?
Technically, it's a condiment, but I think we'll allow salt. Just be careful on your salt.
Yeah, that's going to be. That's what you want to. I'm going to request no salt on my chips.
Super unhealthy part of the chips is
the oil
sodium.
And the salt. Yes. So.
You know what I love? These guys have got us living on chips for a week, and then he just goes, hey, mate, just be careful on the salt. I don't want to see you get sick.
I'm looking out for your old ticket, mate.
Just my ticket. You don't have to say old. So congratulations. We're no longer doing condiments.
Mate.
God.
Can we take that back?
No. We did get a text saying, PJ, I'm going to send you in an air fryer tomorrow.
Yes.
What about me? Is that a new air fryer? Are you gonna be like secondhand
no, we'll
frying?
It. We'll absolutely share it. Right. I don't care if it's secondhand; it'll be healthier in some capacity. Oh,
Sunday night it begins. We'll Facebook Live it. Our first meal.
No compliments.
The hot chip diet begins. This is Ed Sheeran on ZM. You idiots.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Oh, this is good. What happened?
No, I was just telling Alex about it. He said you should tell Paige, she'll be sympathetic.
What is it?
I strongly doubt that.
What happened?
I didn't have...
Did you trip over in public?
No, but I didn't have the best week last week before coming back to work. So at the end of our holidays...
Define not a great week.
So at the end of our holidays, we were heading home and we were staying with some friends and they had scales in their bathroom. I'm like, I'm just going to weigh myself. I know you shouldn't
don't
do that at the end
weigh
of the
yourself.
I know.
Just
I
full stop. It doesn't matter about your weight. No, it's about how you feel and your body. And
I'll tell you how I felt.
What?
I felt like I lost 2 kilos, which I did. Boom. On holidays.
Okay.
I was so wrapped.
Well done.
So
for you.
Wrapped. So I'm like, this is good. I'm feeling good. I'm going back. Great. Anyway, we land in New Zealand. We're going through customs, right? Probably the one person you can't have a go at, right?
Mm.
He's got all the passports open. He's going through them. He has a little bit of a smirk. And I said, oh, do you want me to take my hat off? And he goes, no, just put on some weight since this was taken, haven't you? That's what the customs guy said.
What did you say?
Mate, like.
You would have been wanting to say all the smartest remarks in the world.
I just looked at him and I'm like, whatever I say, you're the man that's going to green light me getting into the country right now. So this is one fight I've got to let you win. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, I think you look great.
And then
I can't believe he said that to you.
That was Saturday when we flew back, right?
Oh, no.
Sunday.
Oh,
no. Sunday I called up your boyfriend, Aussie Romance, and I'm like, hey, mate, let's go for a beer.
Yeah.
Right? So we went for a beer just at the bar down the road from you.
Yeah.
And as we arrived, I said, oh, let's sit outside.
Yeah.
And the waitress was like, okay, I'll bring out some menus. Mm. So Aussie Romance sits outside. I go inside. As I'm inside buying the beers.
The same customs guy comes along.
No. Hey, chubby. No. The waitress walks out and gives your partner the menus and goes, I think your dad's just getting the beers.
And what did you say?
What could I say? Again, she's just as powerful as the customs guy. She's the lady with the beers.
Mate, look, in your defense. In your defense, he does look really young. Like people have to get his ID everywhere. Like he gets people think he's 14, so you're 36.
Imagine if the customs guy walked past then. That really would have put it over the edge.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Starting this weekend, we are embarking on our hot chip diet. Paige and I eating nothing but hot chips from Sunday night right through for the week.
Jace thinks that this is helping me out because I've got my friend's wedding next weekend. It's let me tell you, mate, it's not helping me out.
Well, let me tell you, mate. We spoke to the dude who did the potato diet for a year and he lost 50 kilos.
Yeah, he did potatoes without oil, and that is completely contradicting what
he did.
Get
an air fryer. Get an air fryer.
Okay.
Douche. hey, sticking with the whole diet thing, I was reading about this today. I only said to you yesterday, Ed Sheeran is looking a lot more thin and lean at the moment.
He trimmed down a little bit.
He definitely had. He was just saying in a recent article, he ballooned out to 95 kilos during his year off. Because what he was doing, he was eating nothing but pizza and beer when he was on tour.
Yeah.
When he finished tour.
It's so easy to be unhealthy on tour, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but he was saying when he finished tour, he kept eating the same thing and he just ballooned out. What he didn't realise is doing a two-hour show every night actually kept him really, really fit.
Did it?
Yeah. So he was eating the same thing as soon as he finished tour.
Well, hang on, let's not encourage people to just live off beer and pizza because that's highly irresponsible.
Well, unless you're doing a two-hour show every
night. No, that's still not good news.
I think if you're doing a two-hour show every night.
I need to teach you how to eat.
To thousands of fans, you can live off whatever the hell you want to live off. That's what I got out of this article. But anyway, he was saying he has now found the perfect diet to make him trim down.
Right.
And since he started this, he's actually dropped 23 kilos. You ready for this? This is my – I read this and I'm like, I can do this. This is it. You ready?
Yeah.
He did a 10-minute workout every day. That's it.
What kind of workout?
10-minute workout intervals of 30-second sprints and 30 seconds of jogging.
That's meant to be the best form
that's
of exercise.
It.
Yeah, high
that's
intensity,
it.
Short.
10 minutes. He just said, but the key is do it every day. Otherwise, tomorrow you've got to do 20 minutes. Or if you keep leaving it, it's going to add up. But he said just 10 minutes a day. That's it. That's all I've got to do, mate.
With a balanced diet.
With a balanced diet.
Didn't say that
you cannot
in the article.
Say to people, no,
of course
oh, I've got to have some pizza, go have some beer.
They needed to get the click, right?
Okay, all right. They clickbaited me.
Yeah.
With my chubby fingers because I haven't done the 10-minute workout yet. Okay, with a balanced diet.
Yes. He loves his fruit.
Alex actually read the article. Thanks, Alex, for bringing some credibility.
Well, I just remember his rider when you guys interviewed him. He just had heaps of fruit.
Yeah, he did actually.
Do you remember
Yeah, we ate all the savouries. Yes.
You ate all the savouries.
Backstage, we're waiting to interview him. I'm like, do you want a savoury? He's like, no, mate, I've got all my fruit. And I'm like, all right, well, you miss out.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I love new inventions. I love the show Shark Tank.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it? I recently got into that.
Mate, you watch the Australian version.
And Dragon's Den.
Yeah, pretty much same thing. People go on there, the Australian version, asking for like, oh, can I have 100,000? Then if you jump on the net and watch the US version, they'll walk on there and ask for a million.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So there is a young guy overseas who's developed something. I think this is genius. He's currently crowdfunding to get it up and running. And it's, I guess it's a wine company as such. Basically, he has developed, you know when if you send someone a bottle of wine?
Yes.
It gets delivered to their house. All you can do is leave it on the front step. Right?
Yeah.
You can't exactly.
And you don't want someone to take that.
Can't put it through the mail slot, can you? It's a bottle of wine.
No.
Or can you? He has developed a flat bottle of wine. So it's no longer a round bottle. It's a flat bottle.
Like a disc shape.
Yeah. Or no, it's in the exact same shape as the bottle.
So same shape but flat.
Yeah.
How does the wine stay in? No, in all seriousness, like how does it get the volume? If it's flat.
I swear to God.
So, can I have a look? Show me the picture.
So there's a photo. I've got the photo right in front of you. So it's imagine a wine bottle,
yeah.
Right? And then imagine like it's been squashed in a vice. So it's the same shape as a wine bottle, but it's now flat.
Hand it here.
Rather than round. It still holds.
It looks like an oil bottle.
It still holds 750 mils.
Yeah.
And that way it's all packaged up in nice flat boxes. Scroll down though.
Does it stand tall?
Yeah, like it stands up on a table
like
still.
It aesthetically, it's not that pleasing.
No.
Like, yeah, I get it's practical, but it wouldn't look good in the. It looks like a vinegar bottle.
That's what it looks like.
It there looks like a bottle of vinegar. And
red wine it does. I mean, well, I suppose white vinegar. And then the whole idea is that way you can actually put them through little mail slots indoors and stuff like that for delivery. And then if you stack them on a shelf, they're going to take up much smaller amounts of space. It's almost like books.
I think a great idea.
No,
you
just slammed it for the past 3 minutes. I don't think you can say great idea.
I have such an emotional connection with a wine bottle. Not that much of an emotional connection, but
you know we're live. this is on.
No, it just doesn't look like wine. I don't trust what's in that bottle. It's too unfamiliar. It's foreign.
Should we explore the last statement a little more? No? Oh, look, it's a song.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
On Sunday night, I flew back to the big city after being at home in Christchurch for quite some time. Yep. Spent my holiday there. Had a very low-key holiday.
Had fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Probably not your kind of fun.
Oh, don't be like that. I love Christchurch.
No. But I mean, I didn't go out a lot. So I went out a few times.
One of my favourite weekends last year was Christchurch races.
Yeah.
It was a big one. It was good.
And I had this realisation on Sunday when I left that there's something Mum does every time I leave home that I'm probably just a little bit too old for this to happen anymore.
Because you are such.
What?
Like when we started working together,
yeah,
I was like, oh, she's a mummy's girl.
I'm not a mummy. No, I'm not a mummy's girl.
No, but like.
I'm an independent woman.
Well, listen, Beyonce. like what I've noticed is, yeah, you're definitely like still the baby of the family.
I am the baby.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
Like recent quakes, you were in Christchurch for, you went and slept in bed with mum and dad.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe a bit of a mummy and daddy's girl. Anyway, on Sunday night, Mum was like, hey, Pudge, all right, you got all your stuff together? Let's pack the suitcase. And so Mum does this every time I leave. She just takes over. I don't pack. And she like gets all my clothes, irons them, and packs the suitcase for me because she feels like, you know.
Everything.
She feels like that's her duty, and I know it's not her duty.
She's not the hired help. And what do you do? Stand there and hand her $5 and go.
No, really, you don't have to do that. She goes, no, Puds, come on, let me do it.
Question. Yeah. Do you do this? Do you go, Mum, you don't have to do this, and you take over? Or do you do the, while you're holding your phone, texting your friends, going, Mum, you don't have to do that?
The latter.
Yeah.
Definitely be.
PJ.
I was like, I'm 26, and Mum still packs my suitcase. I'm not complaining. Because it's amazing. And God, she folds so much better than I could ever fold.
You sound like you're running a sweatshop there in Christchurch.
No, but she just put it together and then you open up the suitcase and everything's crisp and it's a surprise. You go through it and you're like, oh, it's very well packed.
You're 26 years old.
I know.
Old.
I
pack your own shit.
I appreciate that.
Seriously, mate. Is this why whenever we travel as a show, you'll ring me and go, hey, you okay to come in and pack my suitcase? I'm ready to go.
I've never done that.
How old are you? And what are your mum and dad still doing for you? You know what I mean? Like, if you're 28 and mum's still making lunch and dropping it off at work, that's a concern.
I reckon, like, packing suitcase at 26 is not too bad. I reckon we can get a lot worse. Right?
You hope. I hope.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hello, Danny.
Hiya, mate.
How old are you and what are mum and dad still doing for you?
Mum and dad's not doing nothing for me anymore, mate. But 42. That sounds old now. Basically, PJ, the whole reason she's packing your bags, mate, is she don't want you to go down there every Christmas. She wants a bit of an invite to your house, so she, when she's bored with you, she can just go.
She wants to come to your place for Christmas.
Why?
And then you know what you'd have to do? You'd have to unpack her belongings
and
stuff.
No. The reason she's packing your bags is because she wants, she's like, just leave me alone, woman, go.
Oh, she just wants you out of the house.
She's packing my bags to get me out, right.
Packing your bags, get out of here, go.
We got there, Danny. It took us a while, but we're there. We're there with you now. Also,
that's a bit rough.
No, it was our fault, not his. Come to think of it, does she pack your bag day two of being there?
No. Like at the end of the holiday.
Right. It's not like, Putty, it's good to see you. Oh, you've unpacked.
Bye,
let me pack
buddy.
For you.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Not bad, yourself.
Well, thank you. How old are you and what are your parents still doing for you?
Well, basically I live underneath my parents' place and about 5:30 every single night they bang on the actual stairwell and they go, dinner's ready, come and get your dinner. And you walk up there and your dinner's already made for you and then you just put your plate down, they go do the dishes and then you just carry on.
So it's like a restaurant?
Every night. It's like breakfast. They'll wake you up in the morning, come give you breakfast and lunch and dinner.
So
and,
you know. Robert, are you on the dating scene or have you got like a partner or what's the search?
Basically, I split with my ex-wife for about 8 months ago.
Oh, that's...
And trying to meet a chick to, you know, come around the house and, you know, try and, you know, cook dinner for her. But my parents do it all for me. So, yeah, it doesn't really work out.
Oh, mate. I think PJ was...
I'm sure you'll find someone, Robert.
Yeah, someday.
Yes,
fine.
Good.
Good luck, buddy. And then, you know, rather than take him to a restaurant, bring him home and then be like, Mum's going to knock on that door in a minute and dinner is on. You were asking, thinking he was going to say
something. I feel awful.
You were trying to be funny then, but oh, Robert, that's why you're single. Yeah, didn't expect a heavy story.
No. All right, David, bring it home.
Oh, we're just moving on. All right, hey, Dave.
Jase, how are you, mate?
We're good, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm bloody good, thank you.
Mate, how old are you and what are Mum and Dad still doing for you?
27, and every Sunday, 7 o'clock on the dot, Mum comes around to the flat and irons all my work shirts for me.
David.
David, you know what I want to do? I want to bring my shirts around and just put them in the pile and see if she notices.
Well, mate, that's what half the flatmates do. She wants to tell every week I've got different and more shirts. She just doesn't understand. She's not buying
it. Like, are you buying her gifts or, like, do you give her some chockies or something?
Oh, I think she just enjoys coming around and hanging out with all the boys.
Oh, that's cute. Like, she just wants mother-son time.
Exactly. Yeah. Got to take advantage of it.
Oh, mate. If my mum did that, she'd invoice me. She'd be like, that's 8 shirts today. This is going to cost you a fortune. Mum, this is mum and son time. Bullshit.
Jason PJ, the podcast. Spy.co.nz.
Bella Hadid has unfollowed Selena Gomez on Instagram after her ex The Weeknd was spotted out getting very close and cozy with Selena. The two had been on a romantic dinner, and as they were coming out, it was in Santa Monica, there were pictures of them, you know, kissing, cuddling, and apparently they were trying to keep it on the down low, but it just sounded like they don't care anymore.
If he's moved on, he's moved on.
I mean, to be fair, they have been going out for 2 years and they broke up in November. It's pretty raw. It's pretty raw. But Selena's quite good mates with, like, Gigi, her sister, and they've hung out before.
Question.
Yes.
Have you ever hooked up with a friend's ex?
In high school, maybe.
You don't look confident.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, right, okay.
No, 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 no. No.
Who are you trying to convince, mate? Us or you?
No. You ask me these questions and I panic and I no.
It sounds like you have.
No,
if you have,
I've got very good, loyal friendships. Right. So
you're not going to be judged.
I know, but I'm just being honest right now. But now I'm digging a hole and now it sounds like I'm guilty. So there we go. Let's wrap up Spy.
If I knew all I'd do was ask about exes to wrap up Spy, I would have done that ages ago.
For more entertainment gossip, you can check out ZM Online.
Jason PJ, weekday afternoons from 3.